It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number three, which means it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Don't forget, you can join the 409 tailgate crew for the Ohio State tailgate Friday night at the GoPSURV.com lot. They're having a great barbecue and wine evening featuring their wine and wings special. You can also pre-order your tailgate wine and pick it up at the 409 Tailgate Club tailgate by calling 570-204-4478. And remember, as always, the listener deemed with the number one question will receive a tailgate box for courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You'll get some sauces and rubs and that. All right, Ross, are you ready?
I am ready. I got to give a shout out first, by the way.
Go ahead.
Steve Johnson, who was a captain on the 1999 Tyrone Golden Eagles, I think they might be. And anyway, they won the state championship in 99.
Yeah.
Tyrone did. And he's been a coach. Last week, we said we wanted a snap count. He did it. He went through the Penn State-Illinois game. I have it all right here. And it's glorious to see how much each guy plays. Very, very informative and interesting to see, you know, how much each guy plays, how many snaps they play. I love it. Thank you very much, Steve. And if there's not like an out-of-this-world fantastic question, I'm just telling you right now, Steve Johnson's going to be the winner of the tailgate thing. It is the Golden Eagles, I'm told.
Good call.
Tyrone Golden Eagles. They were in the state championship game a few years ago, 2011, against Lancaster Catholic. So anyway, I am going to give Steve Johnson the – what do we give him again? Gift basket.
Yep,
I'm going to give him the gift basket.
Tailgate box, courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. All right, first question comes from Andrew in Elmer, New Jersey, and we do have plenty of them this week. Hey, Ross, looking forward, which was more significant stat to you from Friday night? The offense converted 9 of 11 on third down, or the defense gave up 174 yards rushing in the first half?
Defense, 174 yards rushing in the first half. That was easy. Next.
Next. All right, let's go to Travis in Lebanon. Why does it take so long for the defense to adjust to the run? Against Pitt and Illinois, they were gouged in the first half and played well in the second half. Why aren't adjustments being made?
What was the name of the team they played Friday night, Andy?
Illinois.
Okay. Sounded like you said Illinois. We can go back and check the tape. It sounded like you said Illinois.
If I did, it was
I'm just saying. It sounded like
you're
Illinois.
You're disrupting his flow.
All right, I lived in Illinois.
Okay.
So, Belleville,
Northern Illinois.
Illinois,
okay. Or Southern Illinois.
I lived right outside St. Louis.
Ross, don't do this to him anymore.
All right.
He's lost his train of thought.
No, I'm good. Why aren't adjustments being made more quickly?
If I ever go missing, you know who to you know who to talk to first.
Yeah.
The guy served our country in the military. This guy is
he might get us all killed if you're not careful. So knock it off.
I'm good. I'm used to it. Why aren't adjustments being made more quickly? Travis in Lebanon asks. Finally, how is Jonathan Sutherland not starting? This kid's all over the field. Looks to me like maybe their best safety. Thanks.
Well, I think what did the depth chart say this week? He is starting now, right?
Yeah, and thanks to Steve
Johnson.
Thanks to his snap count, he was on the field for almost half of the defensive snaps, which means, you know, just five fewer than Garrett Taylor. So clearly they are trying to work him into the lineup. And Ross, you had just talked about the Penn State commits to playing their backup defensive line and linebackers early in games, and I think that's the question is kind of dovetailed towards that.
Tell me more about Jabari Butler, by the way.
Number 20. He's just kind of a little guy. I think
walk-on?
Yeah. I think he was just in the game in mop-up time. I really do think that. But
right, because they had other injuries at corner.
Yeah, and once after they got to like into the 50s, they were trying to just get out of there.
Got it.
All right, let's go to Brad in
I don't think I ever answered that question.
I was going to say, I was just trying to point you in the right direction.
Why is it taking so long to make the adjustments?
No, because I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
I don't know that they really even made that many great adjustments against Illinois. They say that they felt like Illinois had a beat on their run blitzes, and so they were able to account for them when they would run blitz.
Yeah.
So maybe it just takes them a little bit to figure out that that's what Illinois knew, and that's how Illinois was able to have success.
All right, let's go to Brad in Humble, Texas. He says, with Penn State's apparent defensive weaknesses against the run, i.e. App State, Pitt, and Illinois, they ran at will for long stretches at time during those games. Against Ohio State, how dangerous would it be for Penn State to load the box, leave the secondary man-to-man, and see what happens? P.S. Giving Bobby Flow crap, it makes for really good audio.
I don't give Bobby Flow
crap
very often.
I'll take it. I'll take it if I earned it.
I read it right off the sheet.
Oh, when my name wasn't here, we were giving Bobby Flow crap?
Well, yeah, when I was in Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois?
Illinois.
Champaign, Illinois?
I think it's N-O-Y-Z.
N-O-Y-Z.
At the end.
Yeah, so
Brad in Humble, Texas. Focus, gents.
What was the question again?
Will they just commit everyone to stop the run and play man?
I just said they might have to do that.
That's what I
just said they might have to do that.
Be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for.
Their quarterback is money. I mean,
much better than JT Barrett.
And their receivers are good. So if you do that, single high safety in the middle of the field, you're basically putting Amanio and Tariq Caster Fields man-to-man. And they're good. I don't know that they're that good. And you could give up huge chunks of yardage there. But honestly, if the game starts and they're not able to slow down the run at all, I think you're going to have to do that. I mean, if their run defense is as bad as it's been, you can't let people just run off 8 to 15 yards a carry like they have against Pitt, like they did against Illinois. You can't do that and expect to win, not against Ohio State. They might end up doing that, Humble, Texas.
You're listening to the Ask Ross segment brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Check out the great 409 barbecue and tailgate wine at the GoPSURV.com lot every home game weekend. We are coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. All right, let's keep going. Mike in York asks, now that we are a few games into the season, do you think Penn State made the right decision by putting Micah Parsons at linebacker, considering the current state of the D-line? Do you think he would be better off to have him at defensive end?
I think they did the right thing. They're still struggling at linebacker. You know, Awe has done some good things at defensive end. I think they'll probably end up keeping him up the rest of the year, would be my guess.
He can rush the passer. He's got rare athleticism. I think they're going to play him and redshirt Tarburton, but he looks like he can help them in specific situations, much like Shaka.
Yeah, that would be my guess as well. You want to have five DNs that can play. So it's Miller, Gross Matos, Daniel Joseph, Shaka Tony, and Awe would be my guess. It is interesting that Joseph plays more than Shaka Tony
and
does.
Shane Simmons just has not emerged yet. You just wonder if maybe we'll see him very soon or else.
If Simmons was back soon, they could probably still redshirt Awe if they wanted to. So, man, I'm getting really bad at remembering what the actual questions are.
Micah, better off.
Think they did the right thing. I'll be curious to see what they do going into next year. I think they're going to probably keep him at linebacker. I think he's probably a linebacker. I would like to see them find a way, though, to have him rush more in passing downs. That's the thing that I thought they would do all the time, but they really haven't.
I think you'll know when you see what he weighs coming out of winter conditioning, where he's headed.
Oh, that's a good point.
He's playing around 235 now. If he comes out of there weighing 250,
you know,
I think maybe they're going to try and get him to play another position. I don't know.
By the way, that forgetting thing doesn't get any better as you move along.
I know.
All right, just saying. Chris in State College asks, which Penn State players do you see having the biggest impact on the game Saturday night when Ohio State has the football?
Sharif Miller.
48.
Kevin Givens.
30.
Amani
good.
Number 21.
Want to throw 99 in there?
And Tariq Castro Fields. And maybe Gross Yitor Matos. Yeah. That's a lot. But those are the guys. The pass rushers and the corners, I think, are going to be on the spot as much as anything. Although, you know, I could say the other guys in the run defense, but I said Givens, and they rotate so many guys in at linebacker.
Right.
I guess maybe I'll say Cam Brown. I feel like the linebackers, Cam Brown, Cole Farmer, are going to have really good games.
How about Sutherland? Maybe if he continues to develop, he could be a little bit of a force maybe in the box.
The last 3 years when they played Ohio State, I think Marcus Allen made every tackle in those games. They need Sutherland to be that kind of guy, or Nick Scott, to make a lot of those tackles so that, you know, because it's going to be J.K. Dobbins and Weber are going to get 5 yards. And you got to stick them there. You can't let them break one for a long one.
Right. All right. This question comes from Matt in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, the land flowing with beer, brats, and cheese.
There you go.
So Andy, he said, how does the momentum of the overall game play out in the trenches for the offensive and defensive lines? Can you recall a specific moment when you or your line played at a higher level following a momentum-changing play on the field or on the other side of the ball?
Yes, and I don't really know.
I like the question, by the way.
Yeah, I don't really know how it happens or why, and I think it's subconscious. But whether it's NFL or college, there are just times where you kind of get it rolling and you just keep rolling. I can remember the Brown game my senior year in college. I can remember in 2003, I was starting at right guard for the Bills against the Jets, and we were just running over them. They just sat in their 3-4, and Travis Henry, playing with a cracked fibula, he was a bad, bad dude. And actually, in hindsight, in a lot of ways. But he was a bad, bad dude as a football player, which is all I care about.
A volunteer.
Yeah, and he had a heck of a game that day. And I don't know how to describe it. It's like you get them tired, you get them on your heels, and Illinois had it to Penn State last week, and Penn State had it to Illinois. I don't know what to say other than you have something that works, you keep getting more and more confident about it, and the defense starts to wear down.
All right, let's go to Chris in State College. Situation, Saturday night, second half, 3rd and goal from the 8, close game. James Franklin sends in Stevens, Clifford, and Trace to run a 3-quarterback set. Crazy idea or ingenious? Your thoughts.
Clifford's 5 for 5. His quarterback rating's like 500.
I would say crazy idea. I'd say that'd be a little bit much. Okay. I don't even know if it makes sense to even do it with Stevens. They haven't done it at all. You know, the good news, I guess, would be you'd surprise Ohio State with it. The bad news is, though, the guy hasn't played at all. Like, it'd be one thing if they hadn't shown the Stevens package, but he had been getting time. You know, he's really missed out on a lot of opportunities through these first 4 games. And I don't know if he'll get very many after that. Some decent questions, but this guy gave us the snap count for every single player in the entire game. I got 8 for Isaac Lutz. This guy's winning. Steve Johnson in Tyrone is this week's winner of the gift basket.
All right, that's it for quarter 3 from the Labatt Blue Studio. Our preview of Ohio State, Penn State's coming up. Stick with us.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.